Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here. And welcome back to Start Morning Reset, your daily dose of wisdom and motivation to kickstart your day and conquer whatever comes your way. Now, let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs. We're talking unexpected detours, flat tires, you name it. It's enough to make you feel like getting up sometimes, right? But hold on. That's where resilience comes in, the superpower that helps us bounce back stronger from whatever challenges life throws our way. And trust me, you need this skill, especially as an adult navigating the complexities of this crazy world. So, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into practical strategies to build your inner resilience muscle. Get ready for some real talk, relatable examples, and actionable steps you can implement right away. Because hey, who doesn't love a little self-improvement action? 5 key takeaways to build your resilience muscle. First up, acceptance. Ever heard the saying, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger? Well, it's more than just a cheesy quote, folks. It highlights a crucial aspect of resilience. Accepting things that are beyond our control. We can't always change the cause we're dealt, so focusing on what we can control, our reactions and choices, is key. Think about it like this: life's a bit like navigating rush hour traffic. You can get stressed out by the delays, or you can choose to listen to your favorite podcast, maybe even learn a new language while stuck in that jam. Next, practice mindfulness. It's not just about meditating on a mountaintop, although that sounds pretty cool. Mindfulness is simply being present in the moment. When we're constantly caught up in worries about the future or dwelling on the past, we miss out on the good stuff happening right now. Try incorporating mini mindfulness exercises into your day. Take a few deep breaths when you feel overwhelmed, savor that cup of coffee, really listen to someone talking to you. These small acts can make a world of difference. Third, cultivate a positive mindset. It's not about ignoring the tough stuff, it's about choosing how we frame it. Remember it, that friend who always seems to find the silver lining in every situation. That's someone who practices this skill well. Instead of saying, I can't believe I messed up that presentation, try this as a learning opportunity. What can I do differently next time? You'll be surprised how much that shift in perspective can change your outlook. Fourth, build strong connections. Ever notice how being around positive people lifts your spirits? That's not just wishful thinking. Studies show that strong social support networks are crucial for resilience. Make an effort to nurture relationships with family and friends, join a club or group, volunteer, anything that helps you connect with others who share your interests or values. And finally, remember self-care. You wouldn't run your car without regular maintenance, would you? Treat yourself the same way. This means making time for activities that recharge you, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or just having some quiet time alone. Real-world example. Let's say you're working towards a big promotion at work, but then suddenly things change, your boss gets reassigned, the project is put on hold, and you feel like all your effort has been for nothing. Sounds stressful, right? But how do you bounce back? Well, you can choose to wallow in disappointment or get creative. You can use this time to network with other colleagues, explore new projects within the company, or even brush up on your skills through online courses. By focusing on what you can control, your attitude, your actions, and your learning, you turn a setback into an opportunity for growth. Summary time. Remember, resilience isn't about being invincible, it's about getting back up stronger after every fall. It's about accepting challenges, practicing mindfulness, cultivating positivity, building strong connections, and taking care of yourself both mentally and physically. Now go out there and be the resilient rock star you were born to be. Call to action. Did this episode resonate with you? Share it with a friend who could benefit from these strategies. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others discover this little nugget of wisdom. Until next time, keep that inner flame burning bright. I'm Taylor Reed, signing off.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.